Coach, this is obviously a big test for your first game as the head coach at Richmond, but as you've gone through preseason practice, do you get the sense that your players are excited about the challenge of playing such a big game on a national stage to start the year?
Oh, no question. I mean, and I'm sure it's the same way with Sam Houston State. You know, their guys are excited to play a top 10 team, as we are. I think there's no question that it helps your summer preparation, your off-season preparation, when you know you're playing a quality opponent. So I think it's a great deal for Sam Houston State and for the University of Richmond, no question.
You're obviously familiar with Sam Houston State, playing them in the playoffs last year at Chattanooga. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, they're talented. There's no question about that. They got talent on both sides of the ball. They're well coached. You don't go undefeated in the regular season without excellent players and excellent coaching. So, but we saw it firsthand. Our players here at Richmond haven't, but myself and our coaching staff that I brought with me from Chattanooga, you know, saw the talent, the team speed, the physicality. So we know that there's going to be players coming at us that are really, really quality players. I think the one thing that just stood out last year for me personally was how good their quarterback and their wideouts were. You know, they were the best we had faced by far the whole year. I think the quarterback Briscoe is a phenomenal player. He deserved the Walter Payton Award, no question about that. But you know, he had a bunch of weapons to go to, and they're hard to defend.
At this time, as Chris mentioned at the outset, if media members on the line, just hit star six and jump in with any questions you may have for Coach Houston.
Hey, first of all, Chris and Rob, John O'Connor from the Richmond Paper, thanks for having this. Coach Houston, was there any hesitation on Richmond's part to move up the date here and get that ESPNU exposure? And can you talk about that component and how big that might be for both schools?
No, there was no question whatsoever to move this game if it was going to be on national television. I think at the FCS level, if you can get on television on ESPN, it is huge. And I know they feel the same way there. The exposure, the fact that it's the only college game on that day, you can't buy this exposure. And our guys are excited, as I know they're excited to play this game on ESPN.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking, do you bring any significant advantage into this game, knowing what their personnel looks like from last season?
Oh, well, other than just having a headache every day from watching them and knowing what kind of talent they got. But, you know, I don't know. I think they have some advantages. We may have some advantages just because we do know their personnel, and obviously they don't know Richmond's personnel. So that's an advantage probably for us. But I think, you know, where they may have an advantage on us is they got a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator. So there's a newness about what they're going to do. There's some things that we won't know what they're doing, obviously. Well, I think with them, I brought my offensive and defensive coordinator. They're going to have a good feel for what we do offensively and defensively. So I think, you know, I think for us, kind of knowing the personnel that they have gives us an advantage, because obviously they don't know what Richmond has. But I think as far as knowing schematically what's going to happen, I think they have an advantage. So, you know, it's probably, you know, 50-50. So it kind of all evens out.
Thanks, Coach Houston.
Thanks, John.
Any other questions from media members for Coach Houston?
Hey, Coach Houston. Hey, Chris Russ.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Chris Heidel from Hermit FM Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great. Talk about, I know you guys went to camp, and you guys, you know, we didn't have a lot of heat around this area this year, but it's a couple of summers we get a lot of heat and humidity. Is that going to be a factor? I mean,
Yeah, you were breaking up. I think you were talking about the heat and humidity.
Yeah, talk about the heat
down there. Oh yeah, no. I mean, no question. I mean, we have thought about that and how we're going to, you know, try to handle it. Obviously, to help yourself out with that, you got to play a bunch of people. If you're planning on playing 11 on defense and 11 on offense, there's no chance of you being able to do that. So I think you got to play a bunch of people, and you got to play them at limited number of snaps, so it just doesn't wear on you. But you know, I think the heat down there in Texas is way different than what it is up here, and so we're trying to acclimate ourselves to the heat and going in the afternoon, the hot times of the day. But the bottom line is, if we don't play a bunch of people and play a bunch of people early, you know, we'll be in trouble.
And also, talk about your quarterback. Let's talk about your going to camp. Who's going to be your quarterback to start on Sunday night?
Kyle Laletta. He was their starter last year here and had a really nice year for them. He's coming off a knee injury, but he's 100% right now. He's looked great in camp. He's fifth-year senior and excellent football player. Proud to have him.
Well, good luck, and safe travels to Texas.
Thank you.
Coach, this is Justin Einhorn with Stats. Obviously, you're very familiar with Sam Houston at this point. Their offense was so incredible last year, but I'm wondering, the one game they weren't, of course, was James Madison. How much have you been able to learn from that tape? Is there anything specific or anything general that you've been able to see from that tape where maybe it would help you slow down Briscoe in that offense?
Well, I think the one thing that I think people don't realize is, you know, obviously Briscoe wasn't 100%. We saw him come out of our game at the end of the game, and I knew he was hurt pretty bad. You got to give him a lot of credit for sucking it up and trying to go. I think they had some other guys injured, and not to take anything away from James Madison, but, you know, they had some special teams miscues, I think. They had a punt. James Madison returned a punt and blocked a punt. You know, and that hadn't happened to Sam Houston all year. It's cold. I think it was just a perfect storm for that to occur. You know, with Sam Houston being a little bit banged up, just so many different things went James Madison's way. You know, I would have thought, you know, if they'd have played the first or second round, it would have been a heck of a football game. I don't think there's a question about that. So as far as learning anything from that game, we put that game in with our cut-ups just like every other game that we use to game plan. So that's one of five or six cut-ups we put in there.
Last thing, going back to your quarterback and Kyle, he was having a terrific season until he got hurt last year. What have you seen from him so far that's impressed you? Do you think he can put up maybe not Briscoe-type numbers, but something in that range?
Well, he won't put up Briscoe-type numbers. You know, we're a little different offensively than they are. So, you know, we're not even expecting that. But I think Kyle is extremely smart. He's talented. He runs better than probably most people think. He throws a great ball. So I think he's the total package. He's what we're looking for in a quarterback. He's got unbelievable leadership skills. So I would expect Kyle to play well. But Kyle only play well if we can protect him, you know, if we can catch the football when he gets it to him, if we can run the football. But Kyle's a really special player.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck Sunday.
Thank you.
Any other questions from me and members for Coach Huseman? All right, hearing none other, we'll turn it back over to Chris to speak with Coach Keeler.
Thank you, guys.